Blog Talk Radio. Plus Model Radio. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, September 29th, and I am so excited about today's show. Today, not only do we have three great guests, but we also have Plus Model Magazine and Blog Talk Radio's first annual Top 12 Curvy Entertainers list. Now, the list will appear in the October issue of Plus Model Magazine, but because you tuned in today, you're going to hear it hot off the press and be the first to hear who made the cut. Now, that's coming up a little later on the show, so stay tuned. If you happen to be in the Los Angeles area October 12th, join me for Hollywood Now's Love Your Body Day at the West Hollywood Auditorium. My celebrity host this year will be the fabulous Kim Coles, and the day is full of fun with entertainment, vendors, and a real women's fashion show. For more information, visit loveyourbodyday.com. And congratulations goes out to Madeline Figueroa-Jones, the editor for Plus Model Magazine, and her husband Lucas on Saturday, September 27th, they welcome baby Madison to the world. She weighed 6 pounds, 15 ounces, and is 19 inches long. So tonight, Maddie is tuning in from the hospital, and we want to let you know that you and your family are in our prayers, and we love you, and we hope to hear from you soon. So joining us later on the show will be Plus Model and actress Ivory May from the Janice Dickerson Show, as well as plus size designer Monique C. But up first is Rhea Norman. Rhea Norman has been in the fashion industry for over 10 years and is comfortable on both sides of the camera, working as a fashion and product stylist, visual merchandiser, photographer, and a plus size model. Rhea has refined her eye for detail, clean lines, and flattering silhouettes. Rhea completed a postgraduate program at the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising. Since then, she has enjoyed working on staff as a stylist for Robinsons May, as well as a freelance stylist with several companies and designers. As a fashion stylist, Rhea has had the privilege of working with top models and photographers in the plus industry, and is proud to be a contributing stylist for Plus Model Magazine. So let's give a warm welcome to Rhea.
Hi, Miss Denise.
Hi, Rhea. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fabulous. So let's learn more about Rhea today. Your career in fashion started as a product stylist. So tell us, what does that mean and some of the things you've done?
Well, a product stylist is basically anything, they style anything that's not shot on a model. So if you look at catalogs such as Macy's or Crate and Barrel or Pottery Barn, all of those shots were taken with the help of a product stylist. And they can specialize in anything, you know, such as jewelry, handbags, accessories. They also do home goods and bedding.
And what about food? When you see commercials for McDonald's, that's product styling too?
Oh, absolutely. Food styling is a big part of it, and that's actually a very specialized niche market. And usually food stylists have a culinary background, so that's a very specialized part of the industry.
So what made you want to move into wardrobe styling professionally?
Well, actually, it was my friend Maggie Brown, who is a model, and she kind of urged me to start doing styling. She believed in me and she saw my potential and just felt that I was really talented and thought that I should kind of move into the world of fashion styling, specifically for press models.
She's the first model that you styled?
Yeah, Maggie was the first professional model that I styled, and she just really felt that there was a need for more stylists who specialize in plus modeling, styling for plus models. So Maggie just really urged me to start, and she allowed me to style her first shoot she had for her portfolio, and it just kind of went from there. And I've had a really positive response so far, and I've had the opportunity to work with some amazing girls. So I'm really excited.
So does having a background in product styling give you an advantage with wardrobe styling, or are they like two totally different worlds?
Well, they are two totally different worlds, but I think just generally being a product stylist does give me a certain advantage because I've sort of already refined my eye and I know what to look for when I'm on set, and I know what to look for through the eye of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, having that background as a product stylist, as well as having a photography background and a merchandising background, all kind of give me an advantage. And I think also because I do model a little bit, I think that gives me an advantage as well.
So most of the work that you've done so far with your styling has been with plus-size models. So are you exclusive to the plus industry, or are you willing to work on all types of products?
I do really love working with plus models, but I don't do that exclusively. That definitely is where my passion is. But I do all kinds of projects. Mattel is a client of mine, and when I work with them, I have the opportunity to style kids, which is a lot of fun. And I also work for a company called Gottschalks, which is a department store in Central and Northern California. And when I work for them, I style all types of models, anything from Missy to junior plus, men's and kids.
Oh, so actually you've done all kinds of stuff. It's just not on your website yet.
Yeah, right now my website is brand new, and right now it's just my plus work for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be adding, more of my work as it, as time goes on. So I definitely do style all types of bodies.
So you mentioned earlier that you've dabbled in a little plus size modeling. So tell us some of the things that you've done.
I've been fortunate to do a lot of fun stuff as a model. I worked for Fashion Overdose, which is a local company based in San Diego. I've worked for Big On Boutique, which is here in LA, Biro Designs, which is a swimsuit company in Long Beach. And I've also modeled for Greater LA Woman, which is a store in Belmont Shores. So that's been fun. And I also had the opportunity to model in Love Your Body Day last year, which was a lot of fun.
And we're a cover girl on Plus Model Magazine.
Yes, I was. Last October, I was fortunate enough to be on Plus Model Magazine, and I was also featured in an editorial with the magazine representing the size 18 plus models, which you don't often hear a lot about. So that was definitely an honor that I got to do that, for sure.
So when you did that shoot with Plus Model Magazine, is that how you kind of got in the loop for styling, or were you already styling before you did that cover?
I was already styling products, but at that time I wasn't styling fashion. And, I went to New York to shoot that cover and had the opportunity to meet Madeline and to meet Luke, and they're just wonderful. I love both of them. And so when I heard that they were looking for an LA stylist to help out with some of their editorials, I, got in touch with Maddie and just basically told her, like, hey, I'd be interested in doing this. Take a chance on me, and she did, and we've just created that relationship from there. So I've been really fortunate that she saw my potential and trusted me enough to let me kind of run with it and style for the magazine.
So since you've had experience modeling, tell the models listening, why is it important to hire a professional wardrobe stylist for a photo shoot?
Wow. Well, I think there's a lot of reasons. And, you know, I think a lot of times models don't place as much importance on it as they would hiring a great photographer or a great makeup artist or great hairstylist or finding a great location, because they want to cut corners when it comes to money. And sometimes, you know, stylists, it's just an extra cost and they feel like they can do it themselves. But
right.
I think it is important because, you know, stylists kind of help take you outside the box. And, you know, as individuals, we don't really see ourselves the way that other people see us, and we might not be as willing to try certain styles or colors that...
Right, like if you wear black all the time, you'll never get different colors.
Exactly. You may not want to try that, you know, bright purple top, but once you put it on, you might realize, like, how amazing it looks on you. And I think, you know, stylists are trained in that way. Stylists have a trained eye. They know what looks good on certain body types, and they know what the trends are that are here and now, and they can kind of help put them in you where it's appropriate for you.
So
I think it's important.
So what are some tips that you use to style plus-size women that we can apply to everyday life to dress better as a plus-size woman?
Well, I think the most important thing, and I tell everybody this that I come in contact with when I style them in the plus world, is how important it is to have the correct undergarments.
Yes.
And, you know, the correct shaper and the correct bra. I think
yes.
those two things combined can make the world a difference. I think it can take you from looking frumpy to looking amazing. So I urge, like, all women who are plus size, you know, even if you're not going out for a night on the town, I urge you to invest in a great shaper that you can wear for a casual outfit, a great shaper you can wear with a dress, a great shaper you can wear for a dressier outfit, and get size for a bra. It's so important. Most
right.
women wear the wrong bra size, and most women will get size for a bra once and then not get size again for 5 years.
Right.
And typically we should be getting sized for bras every 6 months to a year at least, because our bodies change and we fluctuate in size and our bras get worn out. So
right.
that's definitely a huge part of it.
And
also,
you know,
I think it's...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that also I think it's important, you know, not only with bra size, but just with size in general. I think it's important to make sure you're wearing the right size in general, the right size jeans, the right size tops, because most of the time you get pigeonholed into, I'm a size 16, and you won't try on the 14 or the 18 to see if it might fit you better.
Right.
Generally,
and I wanted to say one time, you know, I told somebody about, you know, plus-size women. Well, not plus-size women. Every woman should have a correct bra and shaper. And somebody told me, oh, if you love your body, you wouldn't be wearing shapers or anything. I'm like, what? It doesn't make you look smaller. It just makes you the line smooth under the clothing. So that has nothing
yes.
to do with not liking yourself or anything. That's making yourself look better under the clothing.
Absolutely. It's about, you know, the way the clothing falls on your body. And shapers are just a great way to ensure that it's doing that, basically.
Exactly.
So I think that's very important. And I think just, you know, when you go shopping, kind of try to think outside the box and maybe take someone with you that you trust their opinion and someone whose fashion sense you admire and
mm-hmm.
who will sort of steer you in the right direction.
So
Definitely.
Do you have anything coming up that we can be on the lookout for?
I do. I have some great things coming up. I have an editorial coming up for the October issue of Plus One Magazine, which I'm really excited about, and it is a secret, but you'll all see it in a couple of days, and it's fabulous, and I'm so happy
well, right
to be
now,
a part
today,
of it.
How many editorials do you have in the September edition?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think... Three in the September edition. Yeah, there was a shoot with Ivory, a shoot with Alana, and the beauty editorial with Maggie Brown. I think those are all in September this year.
Right.
And September was a big month for me.
Yes, it was.
And, of course, the October issue, which is coming out in a couple of days. I'm also really excited to have been asked to style the Flawless calendar, which is going to be coming out soon.
Right.
Which I'm super excited to have been a part of. That was a great experience. And then the Janice Dickinson Modeling Agency show, which is going to be airing on Oxygen, I believe, in the middle of October.
Okay, and maybe Ivory May can give us a better date on that show.
Yeah, I think I don't have the specific date, but it should be interesting. It should be interesting. It was a fun experience, and it was great to work with Ivory and great to work with Alana, so I had a great time doing that.
Now, I mentioned earlier, too, you have a new website, so tell us your website address and how we can go about booking you for not only styling but for modeling jobs and everything.
Okay, yes, I'm very proud of my website. You can view it at www.reanorman.com, reahnorman.com. And there is a link to email me on my website, and you can also email me at my Yahoo account, which is reanorman@yahoo.com. You can also find me on MySpace, which is myspace.com/Rhea, R-E-A-H.
And is your MySpace open to the public, or is that a private page?
It is open to the public. Yes,
okay,
it is.
Okay, good. So lots of ways to get in touch with you, and you got a lot of great things going on. So I'm happy I finally got to get you on the show.
I know. I'm so honored to be here. Thank you so much for asking me.
And we will definitely be out for the October issue for this big editorial. We can't say right now, but I know it's going to be hot. So thank you for coming on the show today, Rhea.
Thank you so much, Denise. Have a great show. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was Rhea Norman, wardrobe stylist based in Los Angeles. I don't know if we said she was based in Los Angeles, but she's based in Los Angeles, but I'm sure she's willing to travel if you book her for the gig. And she has three editorials in Plus Model Magazine in the September issue. One of them is with Ivory May, our next guest of the night. So let me tell you a little bit about Ivory May. Ivory May is among the top tier in the increasingly popular plus-size industry. Her current client list includes London landmark store Marks and Spencer's. Additionally, Ivory May can be seen in malls across America as the in-store model for Kohl's, JCPenney's, Mervyn's, and Target. Her catalog work extends the Atlantic for Eula Polkin in Germany and the U.S.'s own Lang's Inn. She has worked as a segment producer and on-camera reporter for a variety of media outlets, including KTLA-TV in Los Angeles and PAX-TV. Most recently, Ivory May has taken to the stage as a featured performer in the Los Angeles company of Pieces of Ass at the world-famous Roxy Theater on the Sunset Strip, and can currently be seen on the Janice Dickinson Modeling Agency on the Oxygen Network. So let's welcome Ivory May to the show. Hi, Ivory. Are you there?
Hey, Shanice. Yeah, how are you?
I am fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us. I know your schedule is so tight, so thanks for being here.
Oh, don't you worry. No, we're fine. And gosh, thank you for that introduction. You make me sound so good.
You're welcome, girl. So when you got started in modeling, tell us, what was your biggest obstacle getting started as a plus-size model?
Well, I'll tell you, I had kind of a rough start. I had some fits and starts. Way back when there used to be Mode and there was a Mode Wilhelmina model search, I actually entered that twice and got turned down and wasn't picked. And so I thought, well, I guess I'm not right for this plus size modeling. You know, meanwhile, I thought I really was. I would look through the magazines and I'd say, wait a second, that I could do this. This looks like me, you know. And I said, I have those proportions, and you know, I thought I could do it, but. So having that happen, it really was discouraging, and I was scared, and I was sad. I was like, wow, you know, this is something I really thought was gonna go. And when it didn't, it was just really hard for me. And so I gave it up for a few years, and I finished up college, and then I moved out to LA, and I went around to a couple agencies, and I'm not sure which ones they were, but they didn't even know about plus size modeling.
Right.
This was in like 2000. I mean, plus size modeling's been around since what, the 70s, maybe early 80s.
Right, and they didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, I went in, and I knew what it was. I knew what I was looking to do. I went in, and I said, hi, I'd like to, you know, where's your plus board or whatever? And they, what? Plus size? I don't know. I don't know where you can find that. And so it was just really discouraging. You know, obviously I took the wrong path or something because I landed there. And then eventually, I went along with my life. I became a nanny, and I nannied for some celebrity clients, people. And that was my first job in LA, and just about not even a year into doing that, I met an awesome guy, and he ended up helping me to live my dream, and I confided in him that I wanted to be a plus size model, and he helped me, and we got pictures taken, and I had an agency within a few weeks. So.
Wow.
So, yeah, I had a rough start, you know. I mean, the obstacles were just that it seemed like a lot of people didn't know it existed and didn't, you know, weren't kind of forthcoming and helpful. I just maybe wasn't looking in the right place or something.
And so the lesson in that is if you get turned down, to keep trying.
Oh, you got to keep trying, for sure. I would always say that. And, you know, I'm really blunt with people when they ask me. Sometimes I'll tell them, you know, I don't really think you have what it takes, but don't take my word for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, keep going, go for your dreams, and don't believe me. And I'm not saying, I mean, I'm just pretty blunt, and I'll say things like, I think you have some things that need to change or, you know, that you need to work on before you get there. But, shoot, I might be wrong, you know?
Right. You
so
never
you
know.
Just, yeah, if you have something in your heart that you want to get done, then go do it, you know?
So even though you're signed with several agencies, do you still actively work for getting yourself exposure and to find jobs?
Yeah, of course. I'm always up for, you know, anything that comes my way. I love to participate in all of the, you know, the plus size events around town and just to have people get to know me. I've done a lot of cool things with Beauty Plus Power online and, you know, just the so-called smaller things, but that still get your name out there, you know, and
right.
Love Your Body Day. I love to go to things like that and just really, communicate with the plus-size community so that they know I'm a real person and I'm not just a face on some posters and magazines, you know?
And
so
you
I'm
find,
always out there trying to push myself.
And do you find, like, girls could get signed with a big agency but not really active so they could get lost through the cracks?
Oh, for sure. And with the advent of Internet and everything now, I almost recommend going that route, especially if you're not quite the mainstream, kind of what I'm saying, like if you're a little bigger, if you're a little smaller, if you're something a little different, then mm-hmm. I would recommend maybe not going with a big agency and staying with some things like plusmodel.com and stuff like that, where people can find you for these smaller jobs that there are many of, and you
right.
can end up making like a pretty cool career and a pretty cool, you know, life and have fun with it. And, you know, because a lot of times these girls are disillusioned when they start with this big agency and then they sit there for a year or more, you know,
right.
and they don't hear from their agent and they don't hear from anything. And what's the point of that? Are you really a model if you're just sitting on a board?
Right.
You know, so I would very much recommend, I mean, of course, I've gone with the big agencies and that's helped me in ways, but I'm always up for doing the cool on the side stuff that, you know, a flawless calendar I was ecstatic to be involved with. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of this stuff, I think it all adds up to a big picture and it helps your confidence too, and it helps you have it get experience. Just anything that comes your way, if you're if you're starting out, I would recommend doing.
So you're currently on the Janice Dickinson Modeling Agency. So are you living
yes.
in the model house right now?
No, not right now. We finished shooting a few months ago. It was actually pretty short lived. It was pretty funny. We were just in the house. The plus girls were only in the house for a couple nights, actually. So. I'm anxious to see how it all comes out, but it was a funny experience, that's for sure.
So how many plus models were selected to be on the show?
Well, in actuality, it was three of us that were really kind of on the show and moved in and stuff, but they involved some other girls that had come to the casting and kind of kept them in the loop and kept them to come to castings later. It's all kind of a show. I mean, it's really just for the show. So mm-hmm. they say you're with the agency and stuff, but really it's just for TV, you know.
Oh,
so
okay.
There were three of us, and I was kind of the only real seasoned model. The other girl, mm-hmm. Amber, she was amazing, and she modeled a little bit more in the past. She was from San Francisco and did some work up there with Mervyn's and stuff, and she was awesome. And then we had one girl that was really new that hadn't really done much. She'd been on maybe Tyra or something like that, but she was mm-hmm. real green, real out of the gate. But they were all awesome. It was fun. You know, I think we'll have to see how it all comes out on TV.
So how did the other models react when you were introduced to them in the house?
Well, we actually met beforehand. Do you mean the straight size models or the other plus size girls?
The straight ones and
the
guys.
Oh, the straight size girls. I mean, and guys, everyone was awesome to us. The funny thing is, it's really funny in this industry and in this world. It's like most people really don't see the difference between plus and not. You know, like they loved us. They loved us so much. I mean, we were like the guys thought we were hot and the girls were really cool to us. Nobody looked down to us or anything. We were very much a part of the group and you know, welcomed in. But the deaf model, Martin, he's the best. He is so sweet. And he made a point to come up to the plus girls and myself and said to us just that he was really welcoming and that he knows what it's like to be different. And, you know, I mean, and in the way of just to be positive about it, he wasn't even saying that, like, he thinks we're different. He just said, you know, he knows that we might feel that way. So
okay.
Everyone was really great to us, and I have fun. You know, I don't really live by the standards of I'm bigger, they're smaller, I'm worth less or not. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I live it with confidence and with, you know, self-worth and self-esteem. So as far as I was concerned, we're all on the same level, you know, and I love Sion was amazing. We had so much fun and so many jokes together. And Amber, the other girl, the other plus size model with me, she was so fun. We like instantly bonded. So it was great. I didn't feel any friction between the other models and me.
So overall, you think it was a positive experience and you're glad you did it?
Well, you know what? I can't say that until I see it on TV because I am a little concerned with how it's going to be, you know, how I'm going to be viewed, be seen. Yeah, I mean, because they can edit stuff and who knows. I mean, I don't think, you know, I'm pretty outspoken and pretty wild, but so I don't think that there's anything that's going to surprise me, but I'm anxious to see. You know, Janice was definitely not really positive about it. You know, ultimately mm-hmm. she kind of didn't end up even really having a plus size division. Like she kind of shut it down kind of, you know, from, you know, right away. So we'll see. I mean, I still think that I'll shine and I hope that's the case, but that's when I'll really know that it was a positive experience. I mean, it was tough, you know, TV's tough. It's a lot of,
but either way, it's exposure for you either way.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why I did it, you know, and I met some great people and you know, sure, you never know who might see what. And that's why I did it. You know, it was just a fun thing to do. And I got some jobs out of it. That's what was also cool. I booked a cover of, you know, Plus Model Mag. That was awesome. And I you know, I booked all the jobs that came through the house. So I had no complaints.
Well, then that was my next question. So, you know, being a plus model signed by the agency, did you think you got the equal amount of opportunities and jobs as the smaller girls?
Yeah, you know, they didn't have as many clients come through the house that wanted plus size. But, yeah, I mean, I was pretty happy. I booked every job that came through, so I couldn't complain about that. And, mm-hmm. you know, like I said, it's really all for the show. So the fact that they had as many as they had, I was happy with. So, yeah,
right.
I mean, I feel like there was equal opportunity, although I think there were more straight-sized girls, so they had more castings for them, you know what I mean, more jobs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And more competition between them, too.
Well, for sure, and that's why I was lucky. I mean, I was one of three. They're one of, what, 20 or something, you know?
Right. So on our last show, Natalie from Plushes told us that you were also a singer. So is that something you plan on pursuing in the future?
Yeah, I've sung on a few albums now, Natalie's being one of them. I don't know what she's going to get that together and stuff, but that was fun. And I just, you know what's funny is I love to sing, but I would never call myself a singer or a professional singer or a studio singer. I just like to sing, and some people like my voice, and, you know, if people want me to sing on their album, I'd be happy to, because it's something I love to do. But I've never, you know, really trained or put my, you know, my whole life into it. It's just something I love to do, you know, and it's kind of, I'm the same way with acting, you know. I'm not going to go do a bunch of classes and bend over backwards and try to, you know, fit myself into this mold. But if someone wants to put me in a movie, go ahead.
Right, definitely. So do you have any advice for plus-size women wanting to start a career in plus-size modeling?
For sure. You know, it's kind of what we said before. If you want to do something, go for it, you know. And like I said, I have at times coached girls and helped them out and you know, kind of helped them to move into the direction of becoming a model, or even if they don't, it helps them with their self-esteem, their confidence, and their poise, and their, you know, even their styling and things like that. So mm-hmm. I've always been up for that, and I'm available to that, to anyone that wants it, to write me on my website. I've helped out Danielle Line, and I've helped out quite a few, Amy Stupp, who does hips and curves, and quite a few girls, you know, in the past. So yeah, I would just say, you know, don't listen to the no's and you know, go for what you want. But also be realistic. And if you're, you know, I mean, I hate to say it, but if you're a size 22 or whatever, realize that the girls that are working are sizes 14s and 16s, you know, and mm-hmm. and just, that's kind of what I have to say is, and I've never been one that would change for anything for the industry. You know, I'm not about that. Be yourself and be who you are. And if it comes to you, great, you know, but in that way you can style.
And then some girls could just work on the local level. They might not be in a big campaign for Macy's, but
sure, exactly. And in that way, that's what I was saying, is, you know, put yourself into the line of being able to be there, you know, like plusmodels.com or whatever, where these smaller clients can come find you and put you in a show on a Saturday. You know, it's fun, and maybe you make a couple $100s, you know.
Right.
So yeah, I would say just go for it. And if you have an inkling in your head that you think you might be right, go to an agency and go to an open call and, you know, get some pictures taken and just try it out.
So do you have anything coming up we could be on the lookout for?
Oh, okay, yeah. Recently my Fruit of the Loom ad came out. It's on the backs of magazines. I've seen it on Women's World and I think Good Housekeeping. Yeah, that's kind of a good one.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's fun. And then I have a bunch of just my size underwear packaging that I'm on. So I've been printed like a million times, and I'm in Walmarts all over the world. So that's kind of fun. And as well as their jean tags. And then probably some Kohl's posters or something. I don't keep up too much with that, but I would assume some of those are probably coming out. And then that's about it, I think.
Well, that's
enough. Yeah, I think so. Obviously, Plus Model Mag just came out, and I'm on the cover, which was awesome, but that was, you know, a few weeks out now, so.
And the show, too.
Well, yeah, and Janice, I think that I'm thinking we'll probably be in one or two episodes. It airs Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock on Oxygen, and I think they're in probably episode 6 or something this coming week, and we might be in like 8, 9, 10, something like that.
Okay, yeah, because I looked online to see if I could see the lineup, and I saw one show title was called Living Large, and I was like, oh, God, that must be the one with the plus model.
Oh, that must be the one. Yeah, I haven't looked at the lineup, but I was just kind of assuming with the timing that we came in, I think we'll be kind of towards the end, but probably not the last two, and I think there are 12 episodes. So something in the next couple weeks, and it was so awesome. I love Rhea so much. I'm so glad you had her on, and she was just amazing as a stylist. I absolutely loved her. She was so easy to work with and really had an eye for things and a knack for things, but also listened to me because I kind of have an eye myself, and
right.
She was willing to work with me and kind of adapt, and it was really great. She was amazing.
And let us know your website and how we could go about booking you for jobs.
Oh, of course. My website is ivorymay.com. That's ivory and then may with a Y.com. And there's a link right on the website where you can email me if you're interested in booking me. And you can also go through Ford Models in Los Angeles to book me locally.
Well, great. You have a lot of things going on, girl, and I'm so proud of you. Keep pushing
on.
Oh,
thanks, Shanice. You too. You always amaze me. So I look forward to seeing you at Love Your Body Day. That'll be awesome. And if not before, and thank you so much for having me on.
All right, Ivory. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, cool. Bye.
Bye-bye. So that was Ivory May, and she is on the current issue of Plus Model Magazine. So I know you've had enough time to look through those beautiful pictures. And she's also on the Janice Dickerson modeling show, modeling agency. So be on the lookout for those upcoming issues. And one of those shows is actually about the photo shoot that took place with Plus Model Magazine. So not only will you see Ivory May, but you'll see a lot of familiar faces. So be on the look for that. And coming up, stay tuned, is the top 12 entertainers list. But before we get into the list, we are going to chat with Monique C. Monique C is an unapologetic stand for high fashion style for plus size women. Designed by mother-daughter team Monique Clark and Elaine Clark, Monique C was conceived to reaffirm every woman's desire for an inspired life, luxury, and unalterated sex appeal. A love of color, prints, and vintage details has been a part of her life from childhood, and she understands the need for a new perspective in the plus-size market. A trip to Europe in 2004 and frustration with the plus-size market prompt Monique to start designing her own line. Monique doesn't follow trends when she designs, but rather she makes what she wants to wear. Monique loves curvy figures, and therefore she makes clothes to accentuate curves and not cover them up. The Monique C collection is quintessentially the wardrobe for the young, contemporary, sexy, plus-size woman. Let's welcome Monique C to the show.
Hi, Shanice. How are you?
I am fabulous, and how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. You really read that bio. I was like, whoa, who wrote that?
That's all you, girl. So tell
us. How's everyone doing tonight?
Everyone is fabulous. So tell us, how did you get started as a designer?
Wow. Well, what's interesting is I actually come from outside the fashion industry. I actually have a degree in math and computer science, and I worked for a couple of years in corporate America and really kind of decided that it wasn't the thing for me. And, you know, I think everybody goes to a point where you start soul searching. You're like, what was I brought here to do? Why am I here on this planet? And as the bio said, I went to Europe in 2004, was really inspired by the fashion. And I just thought, wow, if we could have stuff like this for plus-size women, then it would be great. And I just, got myself to do some courses at FIT and really study the market, and here we are.
Wow. So what made you want to decide to cater specifically for plus-size women?
Well, I'm plus-size myself. I always tell people I feel like I came out the womb a size 18. I've always been a thick girl, and so it wouldn't have made sense for me to do anything else. But I say that all the angst and the anxiety that I had as a little girl, that I was the biggest girl in my class and everything, turned out to be good for something.
Right.
It gave me a better sense of myself, and it gave me a better sense of what it's like to be a plus-size woman and what it is to be a plus-size woman. And so it's a natural fit for me.
So what is the size and price range of your clothing line?
We start at size 14 and we go to size 24, although our convertible dress, which is one of our more popular styles, really can fit sizes 8 to 24.
Mm-hmm.
And we retail we started our swimwear line this past season. So our retail price points right now are at about $97 all the way up to about $400 for a custom dress.
Okay, so it's high-end kind of.
Yeah, definitely.
But it wouldn't be couture, would it?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to disrespect the industry by calling it couture, because I think of myself like I'm not couture compared to Valentino and things of that nature. But I do think that it's, when I shop for myself, I realize that, If you want career wear, there's a place to find that. If you want casual wear, there's a place to find that. But if you wanted something that was high-end, that was for when you were going out, whether it was you're going on vacation or you have a hot date or your husband's taking out, you're going out with your girlfriends, whatever it is, there was nothing out there for that. And these are clothes that you wear when you want to look fantastic, you know, when you really want to stand out in the crowd.
So what sets your clothing apart from others? I know one thing I can say, since I own some of your clothing, is the style. You have great styles that are youthful and sexy.
Yeah. I think one of the things that sets me apart from other designers is that I don't see limitations in the clothes. I don't say, like, oh, plus-size women can't wear this or plus-size women can't wear that. Mm-hmm. If I see something, if I'm inspired by a style that I see, and I say, no, it can be easily adapted for a plus-size woman. If you understand the way we wear clothes, the way our bodies are shaped, we can do different things like darting and hemming and all the different seamings and the tricks that we learn to be able to make the garment look best for plus-size women. You know, people say, oh, plus-size women can't wear horizontal stripes, or plus-size women can't do this or they can't do that. I don't believe in any of those limitations. So I think it comes out in my clothes, because I know specifically, like, you have a dress of mine that I think is like a maroon and gold giraffe print. Like, mm-hmm. you're not going to see that out in the market, because mm-hmm. most people are going to say plus-size women are not going to wear a vibrant print like that. I don't believe in those limitations. So I think that's what sets me apart from other designers.
And what has been some of the major accomplishments you've had with your clothing line?
The biggest thing that really revs me up is when I get, you know, the first major accomplishment, I mean, I had done a lot of press and stuff, but the first time where I really felt like, wow, like I did something special was I was walking right down New York City and I saw a girl with my Nelly Roos dress on, and she didn't know me and I didn't know her. And I stopped her and I said, where'd you get that dress from? And she said, oh, this company, Onisi Plus Size is online. And I said, I'm the designer. She couldn't believe it. She didn't know me from Adam. And that really made me feel good, because I felt like, wow, you know, I know a lot of my customers buy my clothes because they support me, and I love that, but it feels good to know that somebody bought it just because they really just saw this dress and they love the style. So that was a big accomplishment. You know, I've been on BET Rip the Runway. I'm the only designer that's been featured 3 years in a row, so that's a big accomplishment. And, you know, we've gotten a lot of press, and I really attribute that to the fact that we're doing something that's different from what's out there. So I would say those are some of my biggest accomplishments. Opening my retail showroom in New York is another one. And
one of your dresses was on the cover of Ebony magazine, right?
Yep, that's right. Yep. We're actually the new Essence magazine with Monique in it. We have the masthead page, the table of contents page. They have a big picture of one of my dresses there, which is getting a lot of customers are calling about it. So all of those things we're so grateful for.
Right. So do you have any advice for someone wanting to start a business catering to plus-size women?
Well, I think that anytime you want to start any business, you have to really think about what can you provide that's not out there in the market.
Mm-hmm.
I get emails all the time from people saying, I want to be a plus-size designer or this, that, and the other. How would I start? The first thing I would say is figure out what's missing in the market. Don't necessarily come in and try to do something that somebody else is doing. If you know somebody's doing dresses, then it probably wouldn't make sense to do dresses. But if you know someone's not doing, say, yoga wear or swimsuits or whatever it is, that will probably be a good place for you to get involved, and you could always branch out your business after you start something different that no one else has done.
Right.
And I would also say it's important to try to get experience with a designer, and it doesn't have to be a plus-size designer. It can be any sort of fashion designer or whatever sort of product line you're trying to do for plus-size women. Try to get yourself an internship or something with someone who's already doing it so you can learn the ropes of the business.
Well, that's some great advice. Would you ever be on the lookout for interns?
I'm always on the lookout for interns. I'm actually in need of some interns now. So if anyone hears, I really like to work with college students. because I feel as though, you know, they have the time and the drive to be able to do it. A lot of times when people have jobs, it's a little bit more difficult, but I, you know, I try my best. I get bogged down sometimes with emails, but I try my best to give advice, even if someone can't intern with me, to tell them things, you know, things that they should start doing with their business. I'm always open to people writing me, and I'm definitely open to interns.
So how can someone be a model for your clothing line, and do you choose your models for Rip the Runway?
Well, if you would like to be a model for Monice C, you can email your pictures to monice@monicec.com, and we recommend that you send a full body shot and a headshot, and try not to make them any larger than about 200K. And, of course, include your contact information. We're not able to respond to every email, obviously, but we do, like, rest assured, we do look at them, especially if we're trying to cast for some sort of television segment we're doing or something of that nature that may be local to your area. So definitely send that. And I've actually found people through, like, you know, I was actually just in Miami for a swim show, and I used a couple girls in Miami, Florida. So we definitely check it. As for Rip the Runway, the first year we did it, we were able to pick our own models. Subsequently, BET has gotten savvy to which plus size models are in the, you know, in the market, I should say, for lack of a better word. So the last 2 years they've picked the models, and they have a casting probably about a week or so before the show. So I recommend that anyone who's interested, you know, going forward, keep their eye on Craigslist and the different modeling sites to look for that casting.
Oh, that's how they cast the models that way?
Say that again?
That's how they found the models, through a casting online that everybody could see?
Yeah, well, that's what they say. I mean, when I did the show the third time, like I said, we didn't pick anyone. They were selected for us, and, you know, when we got there was a pool of plus-size models that myself and the other plus-size designer had to pick from. And from what I understand, the majority, well, I could be wrong, but from what I understand, a lot of these girls went to the casting. I mean, I did notice that there was a collection of girls from IPM models, so it's possible that they also contacted some agencies. But they didn't allow us to pick them. I wish they would, though.
Well, maybe in the future.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Do you have anything coming up we could be on the lookout for?
I do. I have some top secret projects,
okay.
All jokes aside, I do have, one of the things that I get a lot of emails about is that people would like me to bring back the Monice C Curvy Girls Night Out. So that's something that I'm looking to do for the spring time frame. I love doing fashion shows, and I think everyone loves to attend them and see the new styles. And so hopefully that'll be something that we do. We're coming out with the fall holiday line in about 3 weeks, so that's something else to look out for. And we're just trying to expand. You know, we want to be able to get the – we see the Monice brand as a clothing line that people everywhere should be able to have the opportunity to touch and feel. And we would like to bring that, you know, into the cities, the, you know, open stores and all of that. So, you know, we definitely have some things in the works, so you can look out for that.
So right now it's only available online through your website.
You can order online. You can also order through you can come in if you're in the New York City area. You can come to our retail showroom on 38th Street. We're open Monday through Saturday. You can also, I'm sorry, I didn't even mention this. I'm glad I just thought of it. We actually were recently picked up by Zappos.com, which is the billion-dollar shoe retailer, and they recently added clothing to their roster, so we are one of the plus-size designers that's being sold on Zappos.com, so you can purchase from there also. And we also have a few specialty boutiques worldwide. We have some boutiques in London and Bermuda and in Switzerland. So if anyone is ever interested in purchasing overseas also, you can contact us. If you're not able to order online, we might have a boutique in your area.
Oh, I didn't know that. Do you have a list of boutiques on your website where they are?
We don't, but people can email us. We have a person who basically handles those emails. So wherever you are, you know, if you want to contact us, the great thing is that if we don't have a boutique in your area, we have pretty good return policy. And if you need to, you know, exchange or return, but even better than our policies, Apple's is great. 365-day returns and free shipping and everything. So, you know, we try to make it as convenient as possible, even online, for people to be able to get access to Monique C. clothes.
Well, awesome. And tell us your website again. Spell it for those that may not know.
Sure. It's M as in Mom, O, N as in Nancy, I, F as in Frank, C as in Cat.com. MoniceC.com.
And she has some beautiful clothing, so you definitely want to go and check that out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being with us today. I'm glad I finally got you on because I know you're busy too.
Oh, thank you so much. I know you are too. And thank you so much for having us. And good luck with all your projects. I always make sure I stay tuned to your MySpace page, Shanice. You always got something going on over there. I'm sorry we can't do Love Your Body this year. It's a lot of things going on. But you know what? We always try to be there in spirit. So I hope you have a great show this year.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'll see you when I come out to New York.
Okie dokie. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
So that was Monique C. Make sure you check out her clothing line. She has some fabulous clothes, and you're definitely going to see her all over the place. Now, this is what you've all been waiting for. The top 12 curvy entertainers list. Now, this list was through the editors of Plus Model Magazine, and we've teamed up with Blog Talk Radio, so this is a big thing. Out of all the lists that have ever been put out publicly in any magazine, Most Beautiful or The Hottest Under 30, there's never been one exclusively to plus-size entertainers. Now, this is not just models. This is the top 12 plus-size entertainers. So here we go. Number 12 on the list is Whitney Thompson. Now, Whitney Thompson, if you don't know, is the first full-figure woman to win America's Next Top Model. And she won, and it was groundbreaking because we never thought that it would be possible for a plus-size model to win. So not only is she a model, but she is a reality star and winner. And so she comes in at number 12 on the list. Number 11 is Cameron Manheim. Now, she is a popular actress that you might be familiar with from The Practice, which was a popular show. And now she's on another show on NBC, The Ghost Whisperer, which is one of my favorite shows. It's a great show. And she's an activist, and she's an Emmy Award-winning actress, and she's fabulous and talented. So coming in number 11 is Cameron Manheim. Number 10 is Marissa Jarrett Winokur. Now, she was on Broadway on Hairspray. I mean, if you're not familiar with the Broadway production of Hairspray, she was also on the past season of Dancing with the Stars. And on the show, she was vocal about loving your body. And, you know, I think she might have been the only plus-size actress to be on the show. Don't quote me on that. But she's really bubbly, and she represents well. So coming in number 10 is Marissa Jarrett Winokur. Number 9 is Jennifer Hudson. Now, you know Jennifer Hudson is going to be on the list. We loved her on American Idol, but she didn't make it till the end. But she came back with a bang in Dreamgirls and gave Beyonce a run for her money. And now Jennifer Hudson has a new CD out. Her song Spotlight is doing good. And she has a budding acting career. She was in Sex and the City and has an upcoming movie, The Secret Life of Bees, that's coming up. So number 9 is Jennifer Hudson. We love her. Number 8 on the list is Jill Scott. Now, we love some Jill Scott. She is a talented, down-to-earth sister. Now, I don't know her personally, but to those who have worked with her, have nothing but great things to say about her. She's a Grammy Award-winning singer, an actress, and a published poet. Because those of you that don't know, she had a book of poetry that was out not too long ago. And she is I guess an entrepreneur or a spokesperson. I don't know what the proper word is, but for the butterfly bra, the new bra with Ashley Stewart, and it's been getting a lot of good reviews. So number eight on the list is Jill Scott. Now we're down to number seven. Number seven on the list is Sarah Ramirez. Now, Sarah Ramirez is a Tony Award-winning actress, but you probably know her from the hit show Grey's Anatomy. Sarah represents on Grey's Anatomy with her curves, and she was in a catchy Got Milk ad displaying her curves. So we love her. She's beautiful, she's curvy, and she's accomplished and represent well. So number seven is Sarah Ramirez. Number six on the list is Jordan Sparks. And we all know Jordan Sparks. She's the winner of American Idol Season 6. But what you might not know is before she even entered American Idol, she was a plus-size model working it. And she won a model search for Torrid. So Jordan is a successful singer. I think some of her songs have charted, and she's always representing well, always fashionable, and she is a positive role model for young girls. So number six on the list is Jordan Sparks. Number five on the list is Queen Latifah. We love, love, love the Queen. She's glamorous, she's confident, she's talented, and she's done a lot of groundbreaking things, one being a spokesmodel for CoverGirl Cosmetics. I don't think a plus-size woman has ever been the face of a mainstream cosmetics line. And even before she got into the mainstream eye, she was a rapper and has made great music and won lots of awards. And she is the first hip-hop artist to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And we know that she's, you know, in the loop with Jenny Craig now. But that's okay. We don't have a problem with anybody that want to lose weight, just as long as you know that the losing weight doesn't make you any more worthy, beautiful, or your life any better. But, you know, we don't hate against Queen Latifah for Jenny Craig. So coming in on number five is Queen Latifah. Number four is America Ferrera. She is Ugly Betty on ABC's hit show, Ugly Betty. And she is a positive role model as well. She's smart, she's funny, and she's beautiful. She plays the role great, but she's really not an ugly person. She's beautiful and curvy. And besides Ugly Betty, she has been in the Sisterhood of Traveling Pants, won lots of awards, and coming in number four is America Ferrera, and we love America. Number three, coming in a strong three, is Oprah Winfrey. Now, some of you are probably saying, but Oprah is, you know, one of the most accomplished women in the world. And right now, today, if you watch the Oprah Winfrey Show, she is curvy. She looks like she's a good 14, 16 today. So I know, you know, it goes up and down, but right now at this moment while this list is out, Oprah is curvy and plus size, and we cannot deny her talent and accomplishments. I don't even have to explain her. Coming in number three is Oprah Winfrey. Now coming in number two, somebody you might not expect, but I'm sure you will agree with, number two is Raven Simone. Now, Raven Simone is a phenomenal young woman. She started off acting young and blossomed into a talented young woman, and she's practically the face of the Disney Channel for a long time. She's always fashionable, and, you know, she's never in the tabloids doing anything crazy. She's a real great positive role model, and she's curvy. She's very curvy. She's plus size. And not only is she just a talented person, but she's gone behind the scenes as an executive producer and has produced some of the projects that she's in. She's worth so much money, and she's beautiful. And coming in number two is Raven Simone. We love, 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 love Raven. Now, coming in number one, the moment you all have been waiting for. Coming in number one is Monique. We can't deny Monique, lover or hater. Monique is the most outspoken celebrity for plus-size women. She always represents to the fullest with her shows as Fat Girls and with her television show, Monique's Fat Chance. She's always trying to be a positive role model, always having jobs for other plus-size actresses and models, and coming in number one is Monique. Now, in the issue of Plus Model magazine, there will be the list of the people that didn't make the list but honorable mention. So let us know if you agreed with the list. If not, who we miss, write in and let us know. And so thank you to all of our fabulous guests this evening, Rhea Norman, Ivory May, and Monique C. Tune in next time, and we'll have more plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected. For more information about the show, go to the website at plusmodelmag.com. If you're interested in being a guest on the show, email us at guests@plusmodelmagazine.com to submit. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.